From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A Senate vote could come today on President Obama's nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. It seems nearly certain that she will be confirmed. In Senate deliberations, Democrat Charles Schumer of New York was one of Sotomayor's supporters.
We see someone who lets the facts of each case guide her to the correct application of the law. We see someone who does not put her thumb on the scales of justice for either side.
Most, though not all, Republicans are opposed to confirming Sotomayor, but they don't have the votes to stop confirmation. Sotomayor would be the third woman and the first Hispanic to serve on the high court if she's confirmed. A Senate vote is planned today on a $2 billion extension of the Cash for Clunkers program to encourage sales of new, more fuel-efficient cars and trucks. President Obama has said the program will run out of money tomorrow if more funds aren't provided. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that he's filing cloture on the $2 billion Cash for Clunkers extension approved by the House last week. That's a procedural move to prevent a filibuster and ensure a final vote on the bill. Reid says he has the support to pass the extension, but some lawmakers want to make changes to the program.
It's really been stimulative, and we all recognize that. But that having been said, there's some people who still don't like the program, and so we have to figure a way to move through that.
Reid says some 300,000 cars have been sold through the program, which encourages car buyers to trade in their gas-guzzling vehicles for high-mileage cars and trucks. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
A New York judge has blocked an agreement made this week between Bank of America and the federal government. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Scott Graff reports.
The deal was announced earlier this week. Bank of America would pay a $33 million fine to settle a civil suit with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC had accused the bank of misleading its shareholders last December in regards to B of A's takeover of Merrill Lynch. When shareholders approved the deal, they did not know that Merrill employees were in line to receive more than $5 billion in bonuses once the buyout became final. But yesterday, a Manhattan judge said he would not approve the settlement, at least not yet. He says the $33 million fine may not be in the public's best interest, and questions about Bank of America's behavior have yet to be answered. As part of the settlement, Bank of America did not admit any wrongdoing. The judge has scheduled a hearing for Monday. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 20 points at 9260. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 4 at 1978, down 14, and the S&P 500 is down 4 at 999. This is NPR News. Three people, including a married couple, have been sentenced to death in India for the Mumbai bombing attacks back in 2003. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
More than 50 people were killed in the bombings, which targeted the Gateway of India, a famous landmark in Mumbai, and a busy jewellery market. Hanif Saeed, his wife Fahmida, and Ashrat Ansari were convicted last week by a special anti-terrorism court on charges that included murder and criminal conspiracy. Today, the three stood impassively in the dock as the judge ordered they should be hanged. The court heard evidence the attacks were retaliation for the mass killing of Muslims in the western state of Gujarat in 2002. The prosecution maintained the three defendants were members of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the Pakistan-based Islamist militant group accused of carrying out last year's assault on Mumbai that killed more than 160 people. The death penalty is rare in India and is often commuted. The three plan to appeal. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with the president of Somalia in Nairobi, Kenya today. She pledged support for Somalia's fragile government and said Eritrea is wrongly involving itself in Somalia's affairs by supporting extremists. She also acknowledged at a town hall meeting at the University of Nairobi that the U.S. has not joined the International Criminal Court, which conducts trials on alleged war crimes.
That is a great regret, but it is a fact that we are not yet a signatory, but we have supported the work of the court and will continue to do so under the Obama administration.
Clinton criticized Kenya for not appointing a special tribunal to investigate violence there last year. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.